USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it will be remembered as the day the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities and went along with a sham trial. It's the final weekend before the Iowa presidential caucuses, and one Democrat has dropped out of the race, former Maryland Congressman John Delaney.
I've campaigned harder than anyone in Iowa. I've been to all 99 counties. I've done hundreds of events across this great state. But it's clear to me on Monday, on caucus night, I will not have sufficient support to get to the 15% viability threshold.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The government is taking several new steps aimed at preventing the spread of the coronavirus in the U.S. It was announced by the president's task force. They first reassured the public. CDC Director Robert Redfield.
The risk to the American public currently is low.
But Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar is issuing the U.S. health emergency to stop any spread of coronavirus. Citizens returning from the infected region of China will be self-quarantined of up to 14 days. Also, the president has issued a directive.
Temporarily suspending the entry into the United States of foreign nationals who pose a risk of transmitting the 2019 novel coronavirus.
It takes effect Sunday evening. On Wall Street Friday, investors are concerned about the virus. The Dow was down 603 points, the S&P down 58, and the NASDAQ down 148. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Authorities in the Australian Capital Territory have declared a state of emergency as massive bushfires rage south of Canberra. USA's John Hunt has more.
The declaration is the first state of emergency in the country's capital, Canberra, in over a decade. The Australian Canberra Territory, which includes the capital city, is now facing the worst brush fire threat since the devastating fires of 2003. Four people were killed and more than 500 homes destroyed in a single day. This year's wildfire season has been unprecedented. The fires throughout Australia have claimed 33 lives since September and destroyed more than 3,000 homes and burned 26.2 million acres. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
American farmers continue to struggle. With more on that story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A lot of farmers are going broke. Farm bankruptcies jumping 20% in the year 2019 to an 8-year high. Agriculture economists say farmers across America are still struggling because of lost business from the long-running U.S. trade dispute with China. Also, there's chronic low commodity prices, ever-growing debt for farmers, and volatile weather patterns. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Remember, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.